For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. For the second year in a row, Arkansas State University has received the Higher Education Excellence in Diversity Award from Insight into Diversity magazine. Telling us more about this honor is Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Community Engagement at Arkansas State University, Dr. Maurice Gibson.
The Higher Education Excellence in Diversity Award is given by Insight into Diversity, which is the oldest continuous publication in the country that deals with issues of diversity in higher education. So we're really excited in that, you know, only less than 100 schools around the country are awarded this, and we've gotten it now twice in a row.
What are some of the steps that you've been taking? And I know that last year we talked about this and you said, yeah, we're here, but we're not quite there yet where we really need to be. Sure. So what have been some of the steps that you've been taking over this past year from when we won the award the first year to now winning it again? What were some things that you did?
No, that's an excellent question. And quite honestly, as you can imagine, they look for growth in the application process. So obviously you can't submit your 2018 application, just put 2019 on top of it, right? So I was able to show growth in two pivotal areas, and I think this is what really put us over in terms of winning. They never tell you exactly why you won in terms of, okay, this is where you got your score, so we kind of have to guess. But what was mostly different are two programs in particular. One is our A-State Inspire program, and what that does is it brings first-generation diverse students to campus a week before classes start, and we get them acclimated to campus. And we partner them with a mentor. We partnered them with their with various faculty in their discipline. And what's interesting is that we're in the second year now, but our first year we had a retention rate of 76% of students who went through the program came back for their sophomore year. And why that is important is that the university's retention is at 77%, but typically diverse students and first-generation students are lower than that. So we're showing that the students who participate in this program, their retention is the same as the university population as a whole. And what we hope is that we can bring more students to the program, which means that our retention rate will go up. The second program, which is, you know, exciting, deals not with students, but with our faculty members. And that's our A-State Advanced program. And what that is tenure track professors who are diverse in background. They get an invitation to join a cohort of professors, other tenure track professors. And they go through a rigorous program where we provide different programming. So, you know, dealing with how to get tenure, how to do your tenure packet, you know, how do you do research, how do you teach, those types of things. And we partner them with a seasoned faculty member to kind of take them through the process. And what's most exciting is that we're in our third year, and every professor who has gone up for tenure that's been in the program, they've received both tenure and promotion. So our success is 100% essentially of cohort members who participate all the way through, and they go up for tenure, they receive it. So being able to show, one, growth in our retention, and then two, stability in our tenure promotion as it relates to diverse faculty, were critical factors in us winning this year.
And one thing I know that you're really wanting to do is to attract more diverse faculty and to be able to do that. So you have this future faculty program, this initiative. Can you tell us about that, please?
Absolutely. And although that was one of the programs listed in our packet, our data will be better next year. So we're hoping that next year, this is the gemstone that gets us the award for a third year in a row. But the Future Faculty Program is something that's near and dear to this university. About a decade or so ago, Dr. Glenn Jones, who was a special assistant to the Chancellor for Diversity and then became interim provost, he started a Grow Your Own initiative. And what that was you know, individuals who were instructors on this campus who did not have a terminal degree, we would invest in them to go back to get a terminal degree so that they can be on the tenure track. The Future Faculty Program is essentially the descendant from the Grow Your Own, and it's a little different in that we provide kind of this 360 model in that, you know, we not only are we investing you to go back and get a terminal degree, but we're also preparing you for life as a tenured faculty member. So we also provide conference funding. We also provide them too with mentorship support on campus. And I think one thing that the participants would say is that We provide resources for them to, you know, complete the degree in terms of dissertation, coursework, and that usually is kind of one of the impediments to going back to school. And in that program now, we have three individuals who are part of it. One individual will be completing her PhD defending her dissertation this month. Another individual, he's writing his dissertation now, and we have another man who is... He is completing his coursework. So three people in three different phases, but all will eventually be tenure track professors, and all of them are minorities, all in from diverse backgrounds. So we're really excited and hoping that we're able to attract more people in the future faculty program. And typically people, it's sometimes misconstrued that you have to be an ethnic minority, but the program, it calls for any individual who's interested, who is either an ethnic minority or interested in minority research, right? So if there are individuals who study issues germane to minorities, they also could be candidates for the Future Faculty Initiative.
Very good. Dr. Maurice Gibson joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. Why are these particular programs needed here at Arkansas State? Why is it so important that you put the effort into these programs, if you don't mind my asking?
No, that's an excellent question. And the first, the very first and probably most prominent reason is that Arkansas State's mission, if you know, think about it, right, is to make sure that we serve our populace in the communities in which we're situated in this Delta region. And the makeup of the Delta region with about, 30-35% ethnic minority is a little different than our campus composition. So one, we want to be true to our mission and saying that we are serving the needs of Arkansans located in around the state and also within the Delta region. So I think that's one, it shows our commitment to that mission. And the second reason is that it allows us to practice what we preach proverbially, right? So we're actually putting action steps towards those ideals that we typically espouse, right? Being an equal opportunity institution, one in which anyone, regardless of religion or race or sex or creed, can come here and be successful. And, you know, we want to make sure these programs provide the infrastructure to make sure the individuals can be successful. So whether you are a staff member, whether you're a faculty member, or whether you're a student, coming to Arkansas State, you know we have the appropriate infrastructure so that you can be successful. And these programs, it shows our commitment and our dedication to, you know, to those ideals.
When you're talking about students going back to the A-State Inspire program, especially students who are first generation, going to school for the first time, obviously they face tons of challenges. It does not matter who they are, what race, gender, it does not matter. They're going to face all sorts of challenges. How do you all help in this program to be able to help them succeed and be able to face those challenges and to be able to tackle those challenges that may have not knowing what to expect going into college as a first generation student?
That is an excellent question, and the answer is twofold. The first, we make sure that we pair them with a faculty member and a staff member on campus, so they have that expertise of someone who's worked on the campus, who knows how to navigate campus, rules and regulations, and also knows how to find resources, because we find that some of the biggest challenges deal with the resources. They're not necessarily just financial resources, right? So also being able to direct students to tutoring or counseling or any of the other services that we know the campus provides. But I think the most critical part of this program that makes it so successful is that we pair them with a student that's similar to them. So another first-generation student who is a junior or senior who's obviously had to navigate this campus since they've been here, right? If they're a junior or senior, I mean, they've had 3 to 4 years of navigation already. And these students are also first-generation students. So it's a success model, right? You see, you're a freshman, and you're paired with a senior, you know you can make it. If this senior student who could be from Blytheville or Osceola or West Memphis mm-hmm. has been able to matriculate for 4 years successfully, then you certainly can as well. And I think that inspiration, which is why we call it A-State Inspire, allows those students to say, you know what, I not only can I succeed, but I will succeed. And, you know, again, with the 76% retention, we're seeing that this is working, and we're hopefully we'll get the numbers, at the end of the semester, we'll be on track for 85 from semester to semester retention from this current cohort. So again, you know, that the seasoned mentor in terms of faculty staff is important, but it's that peer-to-peer mentoring with that, same student that is similar in background to the Inspire student that really allows for this program to work.
Talking to Dr. Maurice Gibson, who's talking about the 2019 Higher Education Excellence and Diversity Award that Arkansas State University has won. This is the second year in a row to be able to win this. So for some people who may be wondering, why is diversity important? Why is it that we focus so much on that? Can you answer that question, please, as to why this is important? And then I'll ask you the next question, which will be, what does this particular award mean for Arkansas State University? How does it help the university? I'm sorry for the twofold question. So we'll start off with the first one. Why is diversity so important?
That's an excellent question. And, you know, I have to say this is the first time I've been asked this question, Jonathan. No one's ever asked me why is diversity important. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, you know, this is, you know, as we look at shrinking dollars in higher education and where can we, cut budgets and where can we be, you know, more efficient and effective. Sometimes diversity offices, they're one of the first to say, well, you know, are the services duplicative? You know, can we put this somewhere else? And I'm the first one to say absolutely not. You know, they're critical to our institution and to the education of our students. And the number one reason, honestly, is if, you know, just look at the demographics in the country. We are becoming a more diverse country as well as a more diverse world. And we want to be able to say for students that if you come to Arkansas State, you will have a diverse experience so that when you go out and work for these major Fortune 500 companies, nonprofits, business sector, that you will have an understanding of diversity. You will understand, you know, have a more worldview so that you can be successful. You know, companies are telling us, you know, particularly those that come to recruit, that we want students that have, you know, a diverse set of experiences as well as a worldview so that they are able to interact with our customers, interact with their colleagues, and they're productive and successful. So if you have a campus that's not invested in diversity, you're going to have a homogenous experience. And if you have a homogenous experience, you're going to have less to add and contribute to your chosen profession. And, you know, our number one job is to graduate students so mm-hmm. that they can go on and get, you know, employment and be productive and successful. So we want to do everything that is possible to make sure that we do that. And having a diversity, you know, division, one that is, you know, that concentrates on making sure that not only diverse students are successful, but that the campus as a whole is diversity and has a diversity infrastructure is critically important. So that's why, you know, diversity is important, to make sure that our students are well-rounded and that we prepare them to be successful in the modern society. And number two,
well, it was the award, talking about what does the winning this award mean for Arkansas State University?
Absolutely. You know, so the HEAT Award, it tells all of our peer institutions, it tells our future students, future, you know, faculty members, future staff members, that we exhibit excellence and diversity. That if you come here, we have been vetted by an outside entity, and they have said that we exhibit all the characteristics of an excellence institution that truly values diversity. So for me, it's all about branding. And think about when you go to a grocery store and, well, that's probably not a good example. I was going to say the FDA. We all know they've had their own issues with some of the recalls. But right. when you see a stamp that says, you know, stamp of approval, we approve this, it's saying you've been vetted and you can trust, you know, what you're getting. So we are telling, you know, our external stakeholders in particular that you can trust that Arkansas State University is not only a diverse institution, but we hold the highest standards of diversity, so much so that we're excellent in that field. So if you come here, you can best believe that you're going to have an experience that is, you know, world class. And again, with less than 100 institutions around the country, we've set ourselves apart. And I think that's important, as we are, you know, we're competing in a market for people, for students, faculty, and staff. And this is something that can set us apart. And then being the only school in Arkansas to receive it, we're saying that, hey, come here. This is your best bet.
Exactly. And how does it help also having Arkansas State University Querétaro down in Mexico? Because you were talking about people want kind of that more world-rounded yes. worldview. There must be an advantage to be able to have the Querétaro campus.
Absolutely. So, you know, being the only institution in the country with an American residential style institution in another country just sets us apart. It again shows our commitment to diversity and to, you know, to a global experience. You know, having the opportunity for our students to go down there and study. I mean, that is transformational, right? You know, students who may not even have a passport yet can have the opportunity to go down. We have to get your passport, but to have the opportunity to go down to an entirely different campus in an entirely different country. Again, it goes back to our commitment, and it sets Arkansas State apart, and it really lets people know that we are serious about, you know, having a global society, and students who are trained to engage in a global society. So it's absolutely critical to our HEAT Award, as well as the experience that we want to give our students.
I know that we've been making a lot of steps in the positive direction, but I know, as you say, there's always more work to do. What would you like to see done this year so we can have the third award in a row? What are some of the goals that you have as we continue moving this forward?
That's an excellent question. So one area that there are two areas we're going to focus on. One, we're going to begin to look at how we can increase diversity in our faculty leadership. So whether it be assistant department chair, deans. Obviously, you can only hire when those positions are open. But, you know, we want to create a leadership program for diverse faculty members so that we can prepare them to take those next steps in leadership. So that's going to be something that I'm really focusing on, me as well as our faculty diversity coordinator, who is Dr. Lily Fears, a professor in journalism, how we can develop that program to make sure they're successful. And the second part is making sure that we have a robust recruitment and retention effort for our Hispanic students. The Hispanic population is fastest growing in Arkansas. However, that population is not growing as fast on this campus. So just as we've looked at other ethnic minorities on campus, now we're kind of focusing our attention to make sure we have the infrastructure to support Hispanic students as they are starting to come. So, you know, going out and recruit them with the same fervor, making sure that we have programs and initiatives on the campus to make sure they're successful. So those are probably my top two priorities. As you can imagine, as you are, you know, begin to do well in so many areas, the things you need to work on starts to get smaller. So we're going to refine, you know, some of our existing programs, but really focus on those two in this next year.
Is there a reason why, maybe some factors as to why the Hispanic population and numbers are not where you would like them to be?
Yeah. So, well, one big issue is location. If you look at the demographics of the state, Hispanic population is growing the fastest in the northwest part of the state. I think there's another school up there in the northwest part of the state. I'm not certain because I don't.
We've heard about it.
Okay, I thought so. I knew there was
possibly.
So, you know, as you can imagine, it's much easier to recruit in your backyard where you're situated. So that's one thing that works against us. But now we're putting more resources in. We have a phenomenal vice chancellor for enrollment management, Dr. Brian Terry, who also recognizes the importance of recruiting our, you know, Hispanic population. So we're going to spend a lot of time in the northwest part of the state and camp out there and really let those students know that there's a place for them here. And once they get here, they will be successful. So that's really been the challenge, that the population isn't here, but now we're going where they are.
Yeah, and I think that really kind of talks about kind of what the, and I guess it starts from Dr. Welch all the way down by way of, you know, trying to get into, you know, now with everything pending in January, we're going to have the you know, College of the Ouachitas, which will be Arkansas State University, Three Rivers, and all that. But just trying to market, I guess, Arkansas State all around the state of Arkansas, which will really help in those areas.
No, I completely agree. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. Dr. Welch has done such a phenomenal job of increasing our brand, obviously increasing our footprint with the acquisition of new institutions, but also, you know, our brand is just, it hadn't been stronger, right? We have such a strong brand that is Arkansas State University that people want to be a part of it. And with that, since people want to be a part of it, we want to make sure we have something to offer them, right? And granted, you know, we're a world-class institution, but we want to make sure that we are steadfast and holding true to what we say we're going to do. And that is, you come here, you're going to be successful, you're going to graduate, and you're going to do well once you leave here. So, you know, again, the leadership, we have to commend them because they, you know, because of the vision to say, these are the places we need to get into so we can increase our brand. And by virtue of our brand, once you increase that, people are just they're going to want to be affiliated with, they're going to be want to be a part of it, and they're going to want to be here.
Yeah. And so if people want to know more about the diversity program, they want to learn more about kind of what you all are doing, and that how do people, you know, learn more and get, you know, more information about what it is that you all are doing?
No, that's an excellent, excellent question. So one of the best ways is going to the website, www.astate.edu/diversity, and it'll take you to our diversity homepage. We also interact on social media. So we have a Facebook page, Arkansas State University Division of Diversity and Community Engagement. We have a Twitter that one of our student workers handles, and I don't know what that name is, so I apologize. It's on our Facebook page. I'm still getting used to getting used to that. And also, you know, I encourage you to sign up for our e-blast. We do a quarterly, sometimes monthly, but usually quarterly e-blast that kind of talks about all of our events, our successes, and the things that we do. So sign up and subscribe to that newsletter, which you can do through our website. Can't do it through Twitter yet, but eventually you probably will be able to. And that'll keep you involved and come to one of our events. You know, come out. We have events throughout the year where we really focus on, you know, different themes across diversity, and you know, just get involved.
Dr. Maurice Gibson is Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Community Engagement at Arkansas State University. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.